Warren Jones is from the village of Quinnahock that sits close to the Kuskokwim Bay. Just last week, he went fishing for trout. That's not a normal activity for November.
You know, our river should be frozen right now. As of today, our river is still wide open. I think a couple of the boats are still out in the water.
Jones is also the CEO of Quinnahock's Native Corporation. They are trying to save artifacts from an ancient village nearby. The community decided to save them because they feared their heritage would wash out to the sea from erosion caused by climate change. From his office window, Jones can see other climate impacts on the Kuskokwim Bay.
The bay ice out there, I'm looking out the window, there's still open water. There's some white small icebergs out there, but nothing thick enough to stand on.
Everything Jones has seen is cataloged in the recent National Climate Assessment Report. One chapter is dedicated to the impacts on indigenous communities, and another on Alaska. Scientist Sarah Trainer helped write the Alaska chapter, and she says rural Alaska and indigenous communities will feel the brunt of the impacts from climate change.
Because you are more connected to the environmental change, it affects you more directly. You travel on the rivers, so when they're not frozen, it matters to you. Your water source is right there, so if it gets contaminated, it's much more direct connection, which is why the rural communities are more affected.
87% of Alaska Native communities are experiencing erosion. In the YK Delta, residents rely on rivers freezing over so they can travel to other villages by snow machine or car, and so they can hunt and fish safely in the winter. Trainer says poor communities will struggle the most from climate change. They'll see higher infrastructure costs and more threats to their food supply. The YK Delta is the poorest region in Alaska, and its remote communities depend heavily on subsistence. Some villages are also facing relocation. Nutok is the village that's closest to being able to relocate, and it will cost them millions and millions of dollars. Quinnahock's Jones says that all villages will have to move someday.
I suggest that villages start collecting data on what they need to get erosion protection, because it's going to affect every village sooner than later.
But he says the Yupik culture has always adapted to a changing environment, and this is just the latest adaptation in a millennia of them. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.